朋友们，大家好，今天是4月4号，星期六，欢迎收看《美国观察》。特朗普政府预计将出台新的指导方针，建议美国人在公共场合佩戴口罩。我们请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅为我们介绍。
截至4月3号星期五的中午为止，美国境内因为新型冠状病毒而确诊的人数已经达到了25万人，而死亡人数呢也超过了6000人。在星期四晚上的新闻简报会上呢，特朗普总统则是出示了总统的医生康利中校的医生证明，表示他接受了新冠病毒的15分钟快筛，而显示检验的结果是阴性的。特朗普总统也宣布呢，他2度启用了国防生产法来因应美国国内因为新冠病毒疫情造成的医疗资源不足。我们来看一下特朗普总统在白宫是怎么说的。
Moments ago, I directed Secretary Azar and Acting Secretary Wolf to use any and all available authority under the Defense Production Act to ensure that domestic manufacturers have the supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe cases of COVID-19. You know what that is, right? Become a very famous term, COVID, COVID. This action will help General Electric, Hillrom, Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production.
在国防生产法的授权之下呢，美国的联邦政府将可以对私人企业拥有更多的营运上的控制权。那么三月初的时候，民主党曾经呼吁特朗普总统应该要尽早来启用国防生产法，超前部署因应即将到来的疫情大爆发。不过特朗普总统呢，在3月22号星期天的白宫新闻简报会上说，他认为如果这样做的话呢，会把私人企业国有化，担心这会把美国变成像委内瑞拉一样的社会主义国家。另外一个受到特朗普总统启动国防生产法的公司是生产 N95 口罩的 3M 公司。该公司的执行官罗曼星期五告诉媒体，他们公司呢从1月就已经开始启动双倍的产能来生产 N95 口罩，但是呢产能远远不足于需求。美国卫生部在3月做出了估计，为了要对抗新冠病毒的疫情，美国医疗体系每一个月需要3亿个 N95 口罩，但是呢加上 3M 公司以及一些小公司的产能呢，一个月最多只能够生产出5000万个 N95 的口罩。新型冠状病毒疫情在美国爆发以来，包括彭斯副总统等白宫官员也不断地强调，一般的民众并不需要戴口罩。但是呢，随着疫情持续的扩散，美国民众是否应该要仿效防疫较有成效的韩国、日本、台湾等，让一般的民众也佩戴口罩呢？白宫官员表示将会重新审视这项民众戴口罩的政策。而特朗普总统在星期三的新闻简报会上呢，曾经就已经建议了民众可以用围巾来代替口罩。那么在星期四晚上的白宫新闻简报会上，特朗普总统更是提议，他说呢，围巾比起口罩来说更厚而且更好。
Well, I think they're going to be coming out with regulations on that, and if people want to abide by them, frankly, I don't think they'll be mandatory because some people don't want to do that, but.If people wanted, as an example in the masks, if people wanted to wear them, they can. If people wanted to use scarves, which they have, many people have them, they can. In many cases, the scarf is better. It's thicker. I mean, you can, if you, depending on the material, it's thicker. But they can do that if they want. Now, a recommendation's coming out. We'll see what that recommendation is. But I will say this. They can pretty much decide for themselves right now.
白宫新型冠状病毒工作小组的协调官比尔布尔里斯博士呢，他之前就已经表示了，他说白宫现在已经在比较一些数据，也就是呢有一些社会是在日常生活当中就在公共场合会使用口罩的国家，那么来比较一下他们在新型冠状病毒疫情之下的表现。但是他提醒呢，最重要的还是要保持社交距离跟洗手。他认为说呢，不希望美国人民如果因为戴了口罩就有一个虚假的安全感，觉得戴了口罩之后呢就可以乱摸东西乱摸脸， 或者是乱摸眼睛，那么这样子其实会造成疫情更加的严重。所以他希望呢，他说接下来美国政府有可能会让人民会这个建议人民呢来这个佩戴口罩，但是他期待呢在那样的情况之下，人民只能把口罩当作额外的保护工具，但不能够取代所谓的社交距离以及这个多洗手这样子的一个卫生习惯。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅在白宫前的报道。
特朗普总统承认他想优先考虑国内需求，不过他也否认他曾经下令暂停向其他国家出口医疗防护用品。
手套、防护服和口罩等目前被视为珍稀的货物，在纽约肯尼迪国际机场被卸载。纽约是美国受到新冠病毒打击最严重的州。
Why would I stop that? Wouldn't that be terrible to stop it?
Is the U.S. stopping shipment of our own stockpile through USAID to other countries?
No, whatever we have, whatever we've committed to, we commit. But we also need a lot for ourselves, so we're very focused on that until we get over this. So obviously, we're not going to be shipping too much.
美国正请求包括韩国在内的一些国家提供新冠测试盒和医疗设备。美国已经从几个国家购买或者得到了捐赠的物资。
China sent us some stuff, which was terrific. Russia sent us a very, very large plane load of things, medical equipment, which was very nice.
美国医务人员急需医疗设备，尤其是呼吸机和个人防护用品。
Our institutions are looking to our supply chain to try to make sure.That the incoming PPE over the next 2 months will be sufficient, and there are uncertainties and anxieties about that.
尽管美国专注于国内的需求，但一些分析人士警告说，在这场流行病大爆发期间，尤其是当中国和俄罗斯随时准备乘虚而入的情况下，美国不能放弃其全球的领导地位。
There's lots of things that we can be doing to help developing countries right now.We can help them by making small amount investments in public service announcements to make sure people are social distancing in developing countries, that they're washing their hands. There are things like supporting the creation of factories or supporting companies that are textile factories in Africa to make masks.
上个星期，美国承诺提供更多的外援以对抗新冠病毒，并为60多个有风险的国家提供了2亿7400万美元的紧急援助。这是美国向包括世界卫生组织在内的多国组织提供资金以外的附加援助。以上是美国之音记者维达库斯瓦拉的报道。
美国上周申请失业救济的人数达到600多万，创下空前的纪录。而在三月份，美国的失业岗位达到了70多万，这是2009年以来的新高。就此，我采访了美国 PNC 金融服务集团副总裁、高级经济师叶文斌先生，我们来听听他怎么说。
这些数据显示出，这个疫情冲击对美国经济在三月份已经，使出了非常大的影响了。我们是就是通过之前的分析知道这些受到冲击的就是经济产业呀，就是最受到最直接的冲击是零售业还有餐饮业，然后这些产业是占美国的总就业的占比是大概是16%左右，所以看今天尤其是今天发布的这个失业率的数据。可以看到这个餐饮业和零售业的受到影响都受到的比较大。
这样惊人的数字对于美国的经济又意味着什么？我们继续来听听叶文斌先生怎么说。
我们有这些数据之后，我们就是可以更信心的说，美国经济是三月份已经开始介入经济衰退了。这个经济衰退已经显示在这个就业数据，还显示出在这个商业情绪调查的数据。
还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富，支持苹果和安卓客户端。适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线， 快去免费下载新版本吧。
多项民调显示，特朗普总统的支持率在新冠危机之下出现了上升，这背后的原因是什么？我们跟随记者平章、宁路一起去看一看。
在美国新冠疫情持续蔓延之际，特朗普总统在民调当中的支持率出现了上升。华盛顿邮报和美国广播公司上周末公布的一份联合民调显示，特朗普总统目前的支持率是48%，反对率是46%，这是他首次在该民调中呈现出支持率超过反对率。除此之外，盖洛普、福克斯新闻和蒙莫斯大学的民调也都显示，特朗普总统目前的支持率达到了他上任以来的最高点。自三月以来，特朗普总统加大了抗击疫情的力度，这使得他在一些选民群体当中获得赞誉。除此之外，一些政治专家认为，特朗普总统民调的上升主要得益于危机之下的聚集效应。
It is very common for presidents to enjoy what we consider to be a rally round the flag effect with their approval rating. In other words, in times of crisis,Americans look to the president and look to the presidency to help really resolve their concerns or to assuage them of their fears. And so it shouldn't be much of a surprise.
在美国历史上，聚集效应曾经多次发生，最典型的就是在2001年9/11事件爆发后，小布什总统的支持率一度飙升至90%。在这次的新冠危机中，除了特朗普总统之外，美国很多地方官员的支持率也都出现了上升，比如纽约州州长库莫的支持率就达到了87%。一些观察人士指出，相比而言，特朗普总统的支持率的上升幅度并不算大。
This is also not much of a surprise. We are living in a time in America where there is a tremendous amount of partisan polarization.So what that means is that many partisans already have long-standing views of this president and his job, how he's been doing as president. And so many partisans kind of have remained where they are. Most Republicans continue to support this president. The vast majority of Democrats continue to oppose this president. And independents have been split.
显然这场蔓延全美的疫情尚未能弥合美国的党派分裂，这也在很大程度上抑制了特朗普总统民调支持率的上升。不过，这些最新的民调还是显示出特朗普总统在民主党选民和独立选民当中的支持率有了小幅的增长。那么，这种民调支持率的增长会在多大程度上转化为选票呢？
Just because his approval rating has increased,We shouldn't confuse that as meaning that those Democrats are now likely to vote for the president in the re-election in November. That's highly unlikely. Most partisans vote for their party's nominees about 90% of the time.
分析普遍认为，这场疫情使得两位民主党总统参选人拜登和桑德斯在竞选上处于劣势。虽然目前绝大多数的民调依然显示拜登在11月的大选中取得胜利的几率大于特朗普总统，但相较于疫情爆发之前，两人的差距在明显缩小。而未来竞选态势会如何发展，很大程度上取决于特朗普总统对疫情的应对是否得力。
How a president handles a crisis.Not that we've had a crisis exactly like this before, but how a president handles a crisis can really take over all of the consideration going forward for the election. So I think we really just don't know.
随着疫情的发展，民众对于总统的评价也会出现变化。分析人士认为，危机缓和之后的重新评估，比如今紧急状态下的应激反应，更能够影响最终的大选结果。
But we are likely to see some changes in how the virus progresses among the population and how we as a country return to normal with our business activities. And it's at that point in time that you will see Americans reassess and reconsider how the president and the White House did in terms of leading us through this crisis. So it is very, I think, clear that by the time of the National Party conventions this summer, the Democrats in mid-July, the Republicans in late August, there will be a reassessment, a reevaluation. And to a certain extent, it will be those assessments that impact the November election much more so than the kind of immediate feelings of right now.
聚集效应所带来的支持率提升，如果没有切实的成绩来作为支撑，则无法长久，甚至会带来反噬作用。这是特朗普总统如今在政治上所面临的挑战，也是对所有民选官员的鞭策。美国之音评章，宁露，华盛顿报道。
随着新冠疫情在全球肆虐，美中两国在台海周边的军事活动也变得日渐频繁，引发了担忧。我们来看美国之音记者钟成芳和钟瑞哲的报道。
解放军在严重的疫情中仍然出动多型战机，在2月9号、10号、28号及3月16号四度在台湾周边演训，其中还包括越过台海中线和夜间飞行训练。台湾国防部官员说，中国对台湾的军事威胁越来越大。不过，中国对台湾军事活动增加，美军也在同样时期被发现在台湾周边活动，尤其近一星期来长期追踪美国军机动向的社交媒体推特账号飞机守望，已经多次追踪到美国军机在台湾周围空域飞行的轨迹。飞机守望星期二的推文指出，一架美国 P-3C 反潜巡逻机在南中国海活动，飞行轨迹显示这架呼号 CJ-823 的飞机出现在台湾西南部海域上空。此前美国海军在3月25、26、27号也都有军机飞越台湾西南及东北部空域，这些飞机包括 P-3C 反潜巡逻机、 B-52 轰炸机、 EP-3 及 RC-135 电子侦察机等。除了军机活动外，美国海军导弹驱逐舰麦克坎贝尔号3月25号也航经台湾海峡。美国海军第七舰队发言人说，这艘军机穿越台湾海峡体现美国对自由开放印太地区的承诺，美国海军将持续在国际法允许的任何地方飞行、航行和活动。台湾媒体报道，美军运输机、轰炸机、反潜机和战舰都出现在台湾东西部海域，似有反制解放军的意味。分析人士认为，美中两军在台海周边的频繁演训可能成为一种新常态。美国乔治华盛顿大学国际事务实践教授萨特近日受访时对美国之音表示，虽然解放军在疫情中持续对台湾的军事作为，但美军也在台海周边有军事活动，美中两军其实都在通过审慎的军事活动对彼此发出信号。他不太担心两军会发生冲突。
China's trying to send this during the coronavirus. I don't think the coronavirus has much to do with what China's doing on Taiwan. What the Chinese are doing on Taiwan is well thought out. They're following their plans, and on the U.S. side as well. So that's why I'm not too worried about conflict, because I think both sides don't want to fight each other. But both sides are signaling through the use of military force in a measured way where they stand.
中国国防部发言人任国强在3月25号例行记者会上指责美国长期以来对中国海空域的抵近侦察是挑衅行为，是对国际法上航行自由制度的破坏和滥用。3月25号在美军服役中人员确诊的新冠肺炎病例达227件后，美国国防部下令为期60天暂停在海外的部队调动，一些大型军事演练也被取消或推迟。对于正在不断蔓延扩散的新冠病毒疫情是否影响美军战备能力，美国国防部发言人伊斯特伯恩中校当天在一个电邮中告诉美国之音， 疫情并未影响到美军致力于地区及全球的和平安全。美军持续在世界各地部署和操作，以保卫美国的国家利益以及盟友和伙伴的安全利益。美国之音记者钟晨芳、钟瑞哲华盛顿报道。
路易斯安那州一名囚犯的死亡加剧了人们对新冠病毒在监狱引起广泛传播的担忧。
一名49岁的犯人成为第一个因新冠病毒而死的美国囚犯，为全国的拘留所和监狱敲响了警钟。路易斯安那州的新冠病毒病例在各地激增，该州是释放非暴力罪犯来缓解拥挤状况的几个州之一，他们希望能防止病毒传播。纽约市也在这么做。美国最大城市的官员说，遏制新冠病毒在监狱传播是当务之急。200多名犯人和惩教人员的病毒检测呈阳性反应，促使市长下令释放几百名囚犯。
Individuals convicted of offenses such as misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies. So when we looked at that category of people, there's over 500 inmates in that category.
在芝加哥，法官正在逐案决定是否能释放数百名囚犯。但在政治上保守的德克萨斯州，州长在公众和一些主管单位的反对下，停止了这一类的释放。
I've heard from law enforcement officials as well as citizens alike who have raised concerns about releases that have already taken place or anticipated releases that could take place of dangerous criminals in jail because of COVID-19.
美国司法部长威廉·巴尔指示联邦监狱管理局把生病和年老的囚犯转移到家中监禁。非政府组织则希望其他犯人群体也被释放。
To drastically reduce prison populations so physical distancing becomes possible, they should also consider releasing low-risk offenders. Imprisonment should be a measure of last resort, particularly during this crisis.
美国联邦监狱工人工会的领导希望政府停止所有囚犯活动至少21天。监狱管理局表示，将强制所有新的囚犯隔离14天。到目前为止，联邦监狱的囚犯和工作人员已有几十人确诊为新冠病毒病例。美国之音记者西姆金斯，华盛顿报道。
美国和平队疏散了在61个国家工作的所有7300名志愿者，他们中的许多人对未来感到迷茫。
阿里西亚·莫雷诺是在东帝汶和平队的一名志愿者，曾与一个社区发展组织合作，由于冠状病毒的威胁，3月15号被命令撤离首都地利。
I was just like, wait, what? Like, we assumed that we were going to the capital to try and be all together so that we weren't burdens on our community. And then they're just like, okay, we're sending you on the next plane.
和平队终止了所有志愿者的服务，包括丹尼尔·科利尔，他在北马其顿刚刚担任了3个月的教学志愿者，被撤离回到他在犹他州的家中后，丹尼尔·科利尔计划在和平队恢复运营后立即重新申请。
I don't feel like my work there is done, and I just feel like after this craziness, the relationships have only become stronger, even from afar.
在泰国担任教师的许多志愿者，包括瑞泽·莱克辛，都担心和平队可能难以从这次全球性关停措施中恢复过来。
We are, you know, representatives of the United States, and we are making all these communities and relationships with other countries. And now that we've completely cut that off, I don't know how we can recover from that, or if we will.
但是和平队坚持说，一旦疫情大流行结束，将恢复行动。尽管美国反对对外援助的人试图削减这个人道主义机构的预算，但和平队则一直在国会中保持着两党强有力的支持。美国之音记者帕登，华盛顿报道。
在新冠肺炎的阴影下，保持健康并不容易。那么，如何在遵守防疫规定的同时还进行健身呢？我们跟随记者一起去看一看。
I live in Oakland, California, where we've been sheltering in place more than a week. We're permitted to go outside and exercise with others as long as we keep a 6 feet of distance between ourselves and that other person. I run with my dog and my friend who has a dog as well. Last weekend, a whole bunch of people went out to the parks and playgrounds and beaches, and the authorities had to shut it all down. People either wouldn't or couldn't keep that 6 feet of distance.There's a lot of public shaming happening on social media, people reporting each other, teenagers walking too closely together, men are playing basketball, a runner came by and spit. Just the other day, a woman shouted out at me when I was running by with my friend to say that we were doing it right. What she meant was that we were keeping that 6 feet of distance between ourselves. And we knew we were because our leashes are about 4.5, 5 feet long. We think about that 6 feet of distance all the time. Biking is permitted, but you're not supposed to bike into another county, presumably because if something happens, you're now that county's problem. Biking is probably the most dangerous thing I do. If I got into an accident, I would probably go to an emergency room and then be exposed to the virus there. So I'm trying to rethink biking. Like a lot of people, I'm trying out online exercise classes. My gym instructor is teaching muscle toning and Zumba over Zoom, the video chat software program. I'm terrible at Zumba. I don't know how to dance hip hop, salsa, samba, tango, or anything else. But I am inspired to keep moving. I can see all the other people in their chat windows, moving their bodies, flailing their arms like me in the wrong moments. It doesn't matter. We are all here together, getting a little exercise and being safe. Michelle Quinn, VOA News.
新冠疫情的影响之下，许多美国人目前都在家工作，他们正在利用各种各样的技术来达到更高的工作效率。来看报道。
在政府下达几乎要封城的命令后，旧金山现在犹如一座空城，只要情况允许，员工都留在家里，以避免感染新冠病毒。不过有很多技术可以让他们继续工作。一家叫蓝智 Range 的软件公司打造有助于团队沟通的工具，来帮助试图转向远程工作的雇员。不过该公司的联合创办人布莱登科维茨表示，他们面临着挑战。
When people work from home is that they tend to get disconnected both from a communication standpoint and from a cultural standpoint.
为了提供帮助，蓝智公司的员工已经开始通过电脑每天登录，以便大家都能知道彼此的计划。他们加上表情符号来表达自己的感受，还通过视频聊天来共进午餐。詹妮弗·登纳德也是蓝智公司的联合创办人，他从事团队研究工作。
So one of our learnings is that it's really helpful to pair work next to things that are, about having you feel like a human and be a person.
许多员工面临一个问题，那就是开展视频会议的时候，如何决定谁先发言？对此，蓝智公司已经找到了办法。
We actually have a spinner, looks kind of like a Ferris wheel, where it goes between different people. It also helps level the playing field, so that if everyone has a turn to speak or to add an item to your meeting agenda, it's not just whoever speaks the loudest or whoever's Wi-Fi is the strongest, as can be the case when we're all working remote.
蓝智公司这样的技术窍门和工具，在大流行病期间正在帮助人们找出保持工作正常运行的方法。美国之音记者奎因，旧金山报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。观众朋友们大家好，今天是4月4号星期六，欢迎收看美国观察。特朗普政府预计将出台新的指导方针，建议美国人在公共场合佩戴口罩。我们请美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅为我们介绍。
截至4月3号星期五的中午为止，美国今年因为新型冠状病毒而确诊的人数已经达到了25万人，而死亡人数呢也超过了6000人。在星期四晚上的新闻简报会上呢，特朗普总统则是出示了总统的医生康利中校的医生证明，表示他接受了新冠病毒的15分钟快筛，而显示检验的结果是阴性的。特朗普总统也宣布呢，他二度启用了国防生产法来因应美国国内因为新冠病毒疫情造成的医疗资源不足。我们来看一下特朗普总统在白宫是怎么说的。
Moments ago, I directed Secretary Azar and Acting Secretary Wolf to use any and all available authority under the Defense Production Act to ensure that domestic manufacturers have the supplies they need to produce ventilators for patients with severe cases of COVID-19. You know what that is, right? Become a very famous term, COVID, COVID. This action will help General Electric, Hillrom, Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production.
在国防生产法的授权之下呢，美国的联邦政府将可以对私人企业拥有更多的营运上的控制权。那么三月初的时候，民主党曾经呼吁特朗普总统应该要尽早来启用国防生产法，超前部署因应即将到来的疫情大爆发。不过特朗普总统呢，在3月22号星期天的白宫新闻简报会上说，他认为如果这样做的话呢，会把私人企业国有化，担心这会把美国变成像委内瑞拉一样的社会主义国家。另外一个受到特朗普总统启动国防生产法的公司是生产 N95 口罩的 3M 公司。该公司的执行官罗曼星期五告诉媒体，他们公司呢从1月就已经开始启动双倍的产能来生产 N95 口罩，但是呢产能远远不足于需求。美国卫生部在3月做出了估计，为了要对抗新冠病毒的疫情，美国医疗体系每一个月需要3亿个 N95 口罩，但是呢加上 3M 公司以及一些小公司的产能呢，一个月最多只能够生产出5000万个 N95 的口罩。新型冠状病毒疫情在美国爆发以来，包括彭斯副总统等白宫官员也不断地强调，一般的民众并不需要戴口罩。但是呢，随着疫情持续的扩散，美国民众是否应该要仿效防疫较有成效的韩国、日本、台湾等，让一般的民众也佩戴口罩呢？白宫官员表示将会重新审视这项民众戴口罩的政策。而特朗普总统在星期三的新闻简报会上呢，曾经就已经建议了民众可以用围巾来代替口罩。那么在星期四晚上的白宫新闻简报会上，特朗普总统更是提议，他说呢，围巾比起口罩来说更厚而且更好。
Well, I think they're going to be coming out with regulations on that, and if people want to abide by them, frankly, I don't think they'll be mandatory because some people don't want to do that, but. If people wanted, as an example in the masks, if people wanted to wear them, they can. If people wanted to use scarves, which they have, many people have them, they can. In many cases, the scarf is better. It's thicker. I mean, you can, if you, depending on the material, it's thicker. But they can do that if they want. Now, a recommendation's coming out. We'll see what that recommendation is. But I will say this. They can pretty much decide for themselves right now.
白宫新型冠状病毒工作小组的协调官比尔 布尔里斯博士呢，他之前就已经表示了，他说白宫现在已经在比较一些数据，也就是呢，有一些社会是在日常生活当中就在公共场合会使用口罩的国家，那么来比较一下他们在新型冠状病毒疫情之下的表现。但是他提醒呢，最重要的还是要保持社交距离跟洗手。他认为说呢，不希望美国人民如果因为戴口罩就有一个虚假的安全感，就是戴了口罩之后呢，就可以乱摸东西、乱摸脸或者是乱摸眼睛，那么这样子其实会造成疫情更加的严重。所以他希望呢，他说接下来美国政府有可能会让人民会这个建议人民呢来这个佩戴口罩，但是他期待呢在那样的情况之下，人民只能把口罩当作额外的保护工具，但不能够取代所谓的社交距离以及这个多洗手这样子的一个卫生习惯。以上是美国之音白宫记者黄耀毅在白宫前的报道。
特朗普总统承认他想优先考虑国内需求，不过他也否认他曾经下令暂停向其他国家出口医疗防护用品。
手套、防护服和口罩等目前被视为珍稀的货物，在纽约肯尼迪国际机场被卸载。纽约是美国受到新冠病毒打击最严重的州。
Why would I stop that? Wouldn't that be terrible to stop it?
Is the U.S. stopping shipment of our own stockpile through USAID to other countries?
No, whatever we have, whatever we've committed to, we commit. But we also need a lot for ourselves, so we're very focused on that until we get over this. So obviously, we're not going to be shipping too much.
美国正请求包括韩国在内的一些国家提供新冠测试盒和医疗设备。美国已经从几个国家购买或者得到了捐赠的物资。
China sent us some stuff, which was terrific. Russia sent us a very, very large plane load of things, medical equipment, which was very nice.
美国医务人员急需医疗设备，尤其是呼吸机和个人防护用品。
Our institutions are looking to our supply chain to try to make sure.That the incoming PPE over the next 2 months will be sufficient, and there are uncertainties and anxieties about that.
尽管美国专注于国内的需求，但一些分析人士警告说，在这场流行病大爆发期间，尤其是当中国和俄罗斯随时准备乘虚而入的情况下，美国不能放弃其全球的领导地位。
There's lots of things that we can be doing to help developing countries right now.We can help them by making small amount investments in public service announcements to make sure people are social distancing in developing countries, that they're washing their hands. There are things like supporting the creation of factories or supporting companies that are textile factories in Africa to make masks.
上个星期，美国承诺提供更多的外援以对抗新冠病毒，并为六十多个有风险的国家提供了2亿7400万美元的紧急援助。这是美国向包括世界卫生组织在内的多国组织提供资金以外的附加援助。以上是美国之音记者维达库斯瓦拉的报道。
美国上周申请失业救济的人数达到600多万，创下空前的纪录。而在三月份，美国的失业岗位达到了70多万，这是2009年以来的新高。就此，我采访了美国 PNC 金融服务集团副总裁、高级经济师叶文斌先生，我们来听听他怎么说。
这些数据显示出，这个疫情冲击对美国经济在三月份已经，使出了非常大的影响了。我们是就是通过之前的分析知道这些受到冲击的就是经济产业呀，就是最受到最直接的冲击是零售业还有餐饮业，然后这些产业是占美国的总就业的占比是大概是16%左右，所以看今天尤其是今天发布的这个失业率的数据。可以看到这个餐饮业和零售业的受到影响都受到的比较大。
这样惊人的数字对于美国的经济又意味着什么？我们继续来听听叶文斌先生怎么说。
我们有这些数据之后，我们就是可以更信心的说，美国经济是三月份已经开始介入经济衰退了。这个经济衰退是已经显示在这个就业数据，还显示出在这个 商业情绪调查的数据。
还在使用旧版的手机应用程序吗？美国之音新版应用程序上线了，界面更友好，内容更丰富，支持苹果和安卓客户端，适用于手机及各类平板电脑。旧版程序于1月15日正式下线，快去免费下载新版本吧。
多项民调显示，特朗普总统的支持率在新冠危机之下出现了上升，这背后的原因是什么？我们跟随记者平章、林璐一起去看一看。
在美国新冠疫情持续蔓延之际，特朗普总统在民调当中的支持率出现了上升。华盛顿邮报和美国广播公司上周末公布的一份联合民调显示，特朗普总统目前的支持率是48%，反对率是46%，这是他首次在该民调中呈现出支持率超过反对率。除此之外，盖洛普、福克斯新闻和蒙莫斯大学的民调也都显示，特朗普总统目前的支持率达到了他上任以来的最高点。自3月以来，特朗普总统加大了抗击疫情的力度，这使得他在一些选民群体当中获得赞誉。除此之外，一些政治专家认为，特朗普总统民调的上升主要得益于危机之下的聚集效应。
It is very common for presidents to enjoy what we consider to be a rally round the flag effect with their approval rating. In other words, in times of crisis, Americans look to the president and look to the presidency to help really resolve their concerns or to assuage them of their fears. And so it shouldn't be much of a surprise.
在美国历史上，聚集效应曾经多次发生，最典型的就是在2001年9/11事件爆发后，小布什总统的支持率一度飙升至90%。在这次的新冠危机中，除了特朗普总统之外，美国很多地方官员的支持率也都出现了上升。比如纽约州州长库莫的支持率就达到了87%。一些观察人士指出，相比而言，特朗普总统的支持率的上升幅度并不算大。
This is also not much of a surprise. We are living in a time in America where there is a tremendous amount of partisan polarization. So what that means is that many partisans already have long-standing views of this president and his job, how he's been doing as president. And so many partisans kind of have remained where they are. Most Republicans continue to support this president. The vast majority of Democrats continue to oppose this president. And independents have been split.
显然，这场蔓延全美的疫情尚未能弥合美国的党派分裂，这也在很大程度上抑制了特朗普总统民调支持率的上升。不过，这些最新的民调还是显示出特朗普总统在民主党选民和独立选民当中的支持率有了小幅的增长。那么，这种民调支持率的增长会在多大程度上转化为选票呢？
Just because his approval rating has increased, we shouldn't confuse that as meaning that those Democrats are now likely to vote for the president in the re-election in November. That's highly unlikely.Most partisans vote for their party's nominees about 90% of the time.
分析普遍认为，这场疫情使得两位民主党总统参选人拜登和桑德斯在竞选上处于劣势。虽然目前绝大多数的民调依然显示拜登在11月的大选中取得胜利的几率大于特朗普总统，但相较于疫情爆发之前，两人的差距在明显缩小。而未来竞选态势会如何发展，很大程度上取决于特朗普总统对疫情的应对是否得力。
How a president handles a crisis, not that we've had a crisis exactly like this before, but how a president handles a crisis can really take over all of the consideration going forward for the election. So I think we really just don't know.
随着疫情的发展，民众对于总统的评价也会出现变化。分析人士认为，危机缓和之后的重新评估， 比如今紧急状态下的应激反应更能够影响最终的大选结果。
But we are likely to see some changes in how the virus progresses among the population and how we as a country return to normal with our business activities. And it's at that point in time that you will see Americans reassess and reconsider how the president and the White House did in terms of leading us through this crisis. So it is very, I think, clear that by the time of the National Party conventions this summer, the Democrats in mid-July, the Republicans in late August, there will be a reassessment, a reevaluation. And to a certain extent, it will be those assessments that impact the November election much more so than the kind of immediate feelings of right now.
聚集效应所带来的支持率提升，如果没有切实的成绩来作为支撑，则无法长久，甚至会带来反噬作用。这是特朗普总统如今在政治上所面临的挑战，也是对所有民选官员的鞭策。美国之音平章宁路华盛顿报道。
随着新冠疫情在全球肆虐，美中两国在台海周边的军事活动也变得日渐频繁，引发了担忧。我们来看美国之音记者钟成芳和钟瑞哲的报道。
解放军在严重的疫情中仍然出动多型战机，在2月9号、10号、28号及3月16号四度在台湾周边演训，其中还包括越过台海中线和夜间飞行训练。台湾国防部官员说，中国对台湾的军事威胁越来越大。不过，中国对台湾军事活动增加，美军也在同样时期被发现在台湾周边活动，尤其近一星期来，长期追踪美国军机动向的社交媒体推特账号“飞机守望”已经多次追踪到美国军机在台湾周围空域飞行的轨迹。飞机守望星期二的推文指出，一架美国 P-3C 反潜巡逻机在南中国海活动，飞行轨迹显示这架呼号 CJ-823 的飞机出现在台湾西南部海域上空。此前美国海军在3月25、26、27号也都有军机飞越台湾西南及东北部空域，这些飞机包括 P-3C 反潜巡逻机、 B-52 轰炸机、 EP-3 及 RC-135 电子侦察机等。除了军机活动外，美国海军导弹驱逐舰麦克坎贝尔号3月25号也航经台湾海峡。美国海军第七舰队发言人说，这艘军机穿越台湾海峡体现美国对自由开放印太地区的承诺，美国海军将持续在国际法允许的任何地方飞行、航行和活动。台湾媒体报道，美军运输机、轰炸机、反潜机和战舰都出现在台湾东西部海域，似有反制解放军的意味。分析人士认为，美中两军在台海周边的频繁演训可能成为一种新常态。美国乔治华盛顿大学国际事务实践教授萨特近日受访时对美国之音表示，虽然解放军在疫情中持续对台湾的军事作为，但美军也在台海周边有军事活动，美中两军其实都在通过审慎的军事活动对彼此发出信号。他不太担心两军会发生冲突。
China's trying to send this during the coronavirus. I don't think the coronavirus has much to do with what China's doing on Taiwan. What the Chinese are doing on Taiwan is well thought out. They're following their plans, and on the U.S. side as well. So that's why I'm not too worried about conflict, because I think both sides don't want to fight each other. But both sides are signaling through the use of military force in a measured way where they stand.
中国国防部发言人任国强在3月25号例行记者会上指责美国长期以来对中国海空域的抵近侦察是挑衅行为，是对国际法上航行自由制度的破坏和滥用。 3月25号在美军服役中人员确诊的新冠肺炎病例达227件后，美国国防部下令为期60天暂停在海外的部队调动，一些大型军事演练也被取消或推迟。对于正在不断蔓延扩散的新冠病毒疫情是否影响美军战备能力，美国国防部发言人伊斯特伯恩中校当天在一个电邮中告诉美国之音，疫情并未影响到美军致力于地区及全球的和平安全，美军持续在世界各地部署和操作，以保卫美国的国家利益以及盟友和伙伴的安全利益。美国之音记者钟晨芳、钟瑞哲华盛顿报道。
路易斯安那州一名囚犯的死亡加剧了人们对新冠病毒在监狱引起广泛传播的担忧。
一名49岁的犯人成为第一个因新冠病毒而死的美国囚犯，为全国的拘留所和监狱敲响了警钟。路易斯安那州的新冠病毒病例在各地激增，该州是释放非暴力罪犯来缓解拥挤状况的几个州之一，他们希望能防止病毒传播，纽约市也在这么做。美国最大城市的官员说，遏制新冠病毒在监狱传播是当务之急，200多名犯人和惩教人员的病毒检测呈阳性反应，促使市长下令释放几百名囚犯。
Individuals convictedOf offenses such as misdemeanors and nonviolent felonies. So when we looked at that category of people, there's over 500 inmates in that category.
在芝加哥，法官正在逐案决定是否能释放数百名囚犯。但在政治上保守的德克萨斯州，州长在公众和一些主管单位的反对下，停止了这一类的释放。
I've heard from law enforcement officials as well as citizens alike who have raised concerns about releases that have already taken place or anticipated releases that could take place of dangerous criminals in jail because of COVID-19.
美国司法部长威廉巴尔指示联邦监狱管理局把生病和年老的囚犯转移到家中监禁，非政府组织则希望其他犯人群体也被释放。
To drastically reduce prison populationsSo physical distancing becomes possible, they should also consider releasing low-risk offenders. Imprisonment should be a measure of last resort, particularly during this crisis.
美国联邦监狱工人工会的领导希望政府停止所有囚犯活动至少21天。监狱管理局表示将强制所有新的囚犯隔离14天。到目前为止，联邦监狱的囚犯和工作人员已有几十人确诊为新冠病毒病例。美国之音记者西姆金斯华盛顿报道。
美国和平队疏散了在61个国家工作的所有7300名志愿者，他们中的许多人对未来感到迷茫。
阿里西亚·莫雷诺是在东帝汶和平队的一名志愿者，曾与一个社区发展组织合作，由于冠状病毒的威胁，3月15号被命令撤离首都地利。和平队终止了所有志愿者的服务，包括丹尼尔·科利尔，他在北马其顿刚刚担任了3个月的教学志愿者，被撤离回到他在犹他州的家中后，丹尼尔·科利尔计划在和平队恢复运营后立即重新申请。
I don't feel like my work there is done, and I just feel like after this.The relationships have only become stronger, even from afar.
在泰国担任教师的许多志愿者，包括瑞泽·莱克辛，都担心和平队可能难以从这次全球性关停措施中恢复过来。
Are you know representatives of the United States, and we are making all these communities and relationships with other countries. And now that we've completely cut that off, I don't know how we can recover from that, or if we will.
但是和平队坚持说，一旦疫情大流行结束，将恢复行动。尽管美国反对对外援助的人试图削减这个人道主义机构的预算，但和平队则一直在国会中保持着两党强有力的支持。美国之音记者帕登华盛顿报道。
在新冠肺炎的阴影下保持健康并不容易，那么如何在遵守防疫规定的同时还进行健身呢？我们跟随记者一起去看一看。
I live in Oakland, California, where we've been sheltering in place more than a week. We're permitted to go outside and exercise with others as long as we keep a 6 feet of distance between ourselves and that other person. I run with my dog and my friend who has a dog as well. Last weekend, a whole bunch of people went out to the parks and playgrounds and beaches, and the authorities had to shut it all down. People either wouldn't or couldn't keep that 6 feet of distance. There's a lot of public shaming happening on social media. People reporting each other, teenagers walking too closely together, men are playing basketball, a runner came by and spit. Just the other day, a woman shouted out at me when I was running by with my friend to say that we were doing it right. What she meant was that we were keeping that 6 feet of distance between ourselves. And we knew we were because our leashes are about 4.5, 5 feet long. We think about that 6 feet of distance all the time. Biking is permitted, but you're not supposed to bike into another county, presumably because if something happens, you're now that county's problem. Biking is probably the most dangerous thing I do. If I got into an accident, I would probably go to an emergency room and then be exposed to the virus there. So I'm trying to rethink biking. Like a lot of people, I'm trying out online exercise classes. My gym instructor is teaching muscle toning and Zumba over Zoom, the video chat software program. I'm terrible at Zumba. I don't know how to dance hip hop, salsa, samba, tango, or anything else. But I am inspired to keep moving. I can see all the other people in their chat windows, moving their bodies, flailing their arms like me in the wrong moments. It doesn't matter. We are all here together, getting a little exercise and being safe. Michelle Quinn, VOA News.
新冠疫情的影响之下，许多美国人目前都在家工作，他们正在利用各种各样的技术来达到更高的工作效率。来看报道。
在政府下达几乎要封城的命令后，旧金山现在犹如一座空城，只要情况允许，员工都留在家里，以避免感染新冠病毒。不过有很多技术可以让他们继续工作。一家叫蓝智 Range 的软件公司打造有助于团队沟通的工具，来帮助试图转向远程工作的雇员。不过该公司的联合创办人布莱登科维茨表示，他们面临着挑战。
When people work from home is that they tend to get disconnected both from a communication standpoint and from a cultural standpoint.
为了提供帮助，蓝智公司的员工已经开始通过电脑每天登录，以便大家都能知道彼此的计划。他们加上表情符号来表达自己的感受，还通过视频聊天来共进午餐。詹妮弗·登纳德也是蓝智公司的联合创办人，他从事团队研究工作。
So one of our learnings is that it's really helpful to pair work next to things that are, about having you feel like a human and be a person.
许多员工面临一个问题，那就是开展视频会议的时候，如何决定谁先发言。对此，蓝智公司已经找到了办法。
We actually have a spinner, looks kind of like a Ferris wheel, where it goes between different people. It also helps level the playing field, so that if everyone has a turn to speak or to add an item to your meeting agenda, it's not just whoever speaks the loudest or whoever's Wi-Fi is the strongest, as can be the case when we're all working remote.
蓝智公司这样的技术窍门和工具在大流行病期间正在帮助人们找出保持工作正常运行的方法。美国之音记者奎因，旧金山报道。
好的，以上就是今天美国观察的全部内容，感谢您的收看，我们下次节目再见。